Today, Communities United for Police Reform held a rally at City Hall Park. Hundreds of New Yorkers showed support for the Community Safety Act, a bill to protect New Yorkers against profiling by the NYPD. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with some of the participants and files this report.
Yolanda Matthews says she and her son were stopped and beaten by the NYPD.
I was stopped behind my gate because the officers was beating up this young man, and I said to them, out of order.
Sorry?
I told them they was out of order because it didn't take all of them to beat up this young kid. The next minute you know, he calls a 1013 like somebody was beating him up, and five male officers came and they start beating me up.
Matthew says the NYPD then stopped her son who was walking their dog, a toy Yorkie. She says she's deaf in her left ear from the attack by police.
I lost teeth in my mouth, and I'm upset with how the police department handles situations. You have no right to come behind my gate to beat me up. You have no right to treat us like we animals when we are taxpayers. You have no right to disrespect us as human beings, and you're human. We're the 99%. The 73rd Precinct is off the hook in Brooklyn, Brownsville.
Alyosha was 20 years old. He was stopped in the Bronx while walking home. He said some guy was following him.
I told the guy, hey, watch out, there's cars on the block, whatever. He kept following me. He tried to mug me. I defended myself, so I ran up to the cops, whatever. The cops blatantly ignored me, trying to get help, and they stopped and frisked me. And they wanted to know what I was doing, where I was coming from. I told them I occupy, and they stopped and frisked me.
They stopped and frisked you,
They put their hands in a naughty place, so no.
And then what happened?
They just let me go. My name was clean, I didn't have anything on me, and they let me go.
So how did you feel about that?
I felt violated. I really did.
And do you think this affects you in the long term? What do you think?
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, for people to walk freely down the street and it's nighttime and for, say, a black or Hispanic in the Bronx, they're going to get stopped and frisked if they're dressed, hood-like, like me. And the problem is, it's kind of like more class warfare in the Bronx because, oh, look at this guy. He looks like he would have something on him illegal. A lot of people don't, and a lot of people feel victimized. They feel violated.
Alyosha spends his time occupying Wall Street. He says people should be able to walk down the street without being harassed by cops. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.